Tobin's arguments came down to a laundry list of what he said were shortcomings of the Obama administration. The Affordable Care Act is a failure. The problem with the Veterans Administration health system happened on Kirkpatrick's watch. And then there was this.
Congresswoman Kirkpatrick voted to close Gitmo, which means we're looking at putting terrorists on U.S. soil. I mean, that is not rural Arizona. That is an absurd decision to make so that these people come here.
Kirkpatrick pointed out where she differs with the administration. That includes the Environmental Protection Agency Clean Air Mandate, which would require closure of several coal-fired power plants in the sprawling congressional district that runs from the state's northern and eastern borders all the way to the suburbs of Tucson. But she also got at some shots of her own at Tobin, who, as state House Speaker, supported large cuts in state spending and approved various business tax cuts, which are now taking effect, many in the name of economic development. Yet she said Arizona's unemployment rate remains far above the national average. And over his objections, she told Tobin his policies have hurt the recovery.
You're opposed to immigration reform, comprehensive immigration reform.
That's never true.
You slammed through the House of Representatives the very discriminatory bill 1062, which almost cost us the Super Bowl. And those gave Arizona a black eye.
Yeah.
And then you refused to provide the funding for our most vulnerable children and for education and building good schools. That's what businesses look at if they're going to come to Arizona.
Senate Bill 1062 would have allowed business owners to claim their own sincerely held religious beliefs to refuse service to some. The only reason it did not become law was that it was vetoed by Governor Jan Brewer. Tobin does not deny the state has a high jobless rate, but he told debate moderator Ted Simons of KAET-TV that's not because of anything he or the Republican-controlled legislature have or have not done.
Washington's got their foot on our throat is what's going on.
Explain.
Well, look at what the EPA does to our businesses. Look at the coal mines. Look what's happening there. And Congresswoman Kirkpatrick talks about the Resolution Copper Mine, but Harry Reid won't move it off of his desk.
Kirkpatrick, however, along with Republican Paul Gosar, has been a co-sponsor of federal land swap legislation for their proposed mine near Superior. That still leaves the question of immigration reform. Kirkpatrick said she's all for securing the border to keep out criminals.
But there's an economic piece. And we have a lot of farmers in this congressional district who rely on guest workers to come and help them in their fields.
But Tobin said the legislation needs first to secure the border before dealing with the 11 million in the country without papers. And he doesn't trust the administration to do it the other way around.
You can't sit across the table from this president, shake his hand, and believe he's going to tell you the truth when he says he's going to secure the border. It isn't going to happen.
Tobin did say he would back some method of ensuring that immigrants brought here illegally as children can remain.
If they are here, I have a problem with sending children back to countries they've never been from in languages they've never known.
But he said that discussion should take place only when the border is secure. Kirkpatrick got in the last shot of the night, pointing to Tobin's Paulden home.
My opponent, unfortunately, is one of the few candidates in the state of Arizona who can't vote for himself because he doesn't live in the district. That's not representation.
For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.